going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline. The draft is tomorrow, and we are taking over Resurgence Brewing for the ultimate draft night party. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., tickets, $45, includes pizza, all-you-can-drink beer and well drinks. Enjoy live analysis, huge TVs, crystal clear sound, you don't miss a pick, plus local vendors including Paula's Donuts and giveaways all night, including an all-inclusive fantasy football party for 12 at Resurgence Brewing, courtesy of Resurgence. No purchase necessary. Get your tickets now at resurgencebrewing.com. We will be there. Joe and I will be there for the draft party. Going to have a good time. Josh and Owen, they're coming. And, you know, we're going to hang out, drink beer, and yell at the television. Sal, what's better than that?
That's great.
Right?
No, I'll make you a deal. I'll make you a deal. Okay,
all right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. If the Bills trade up and draft in the top 10, because then it will be early in the night, all right, I will make it over to Resurgence after that.
All right.
Because
I like
then
it.
Brandon Bean comes out and he says, we're done. We've made our pick. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll be like, all right, I'll do my podcast with Matt Bove. We'll recap and I'll head over to Resurgence and hang out. They got to draft early enough for me for that to happen.
Yeah. The thing about drafting late like that is, you know, going, you're gonna get your money's worth in terms of, you know, your ticket, getting your beer and your pizza. And someone asked me, what happens if the Bills trade up and draft 10th? I say, well, then we just stay and we get our money's worth, you know?
Yeah.
So anybody that's
then
coming
just
out.
Hang out and you just talk about life and football and enjoy
right.
the night.
That's right. Then we just like yell at the Steelers. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go and yell at the Steelers. It's my favorite thing to do. All right, Sal, well, you were yesterday at One Bills Drive. We heard from Josh Allen. We heard from Tre'Davious White, right? Also, we heard from Brandon Bean. Mm-hmm. So lots going on there. Let's start with Allen. You know, he shows up. One of the things he said was that he feels like he's, I don't know, quite best shape of his life, but that he feels great. That this year he took less of a beating, or maybe he was less beat up at the end of it.
Yeah, there is a difference, I think, when we normally hear guys say, I'm in the best shape of my life. Guys say that all the time, right? That's not what he said. What he said was he didn't have the wear and tear in his body. And he wasn't as sore, had as many issues. And I'm trying to get the exact quote, but that's what it was for him, which I thought was very interesting. Now, part of that is because Josh Allen was kept pretty clean last year, Jeremy. I mean, Bills were really, really low. I think they had the lowest number of sacks allowed in the entire league. I think it was like kind of record setting in that regard for the Buffalo Bills, if I remember correctly. But that being said, I mean, Josh really was able to stay upright the whole season. Obviously, there was a couple issues early on. The Baltimore game was one of them. A little bit scary there. And then as the season went on, as we know, like, just did a great job of protecting him. And he said yesterday that, you know, this is why he said, you know what it translated to? The reason why was because we asked him kind of what he did this offseason. And he said that he didn't have to take as much time to recover for his body as normal. That's how we got here, mm-hmm. which with him answering this, which I thought was interesting because, you know, Josh is a typically a kind of guy will tell you like, hey, you know, I play, I'm very physical when I play and I got to take a little time off from my body to get ready for the next season. He said he didn't have to do as much of that this year because his body was already feeling a lot better than normal.
Good to know. I mean, good to hear, you know, you want your QB1 feeling healthy and that's good. In terms of the rest of it, Sal, you know, maybe the most interesting thing was his comment about being in touch with Keon Coleman and how Coleman had texted him. You know, Coleman's been kind of challenged, whatever. I mean, you could use it a lot of different words here by the Bills front office to come back and be ready because of how the season finished after his injury. And Allen is right there with Bean to point out how young Coleman is, like 21 years old. And you know, it's not lost on me, Sal. I bet Coleman, from the coach to the GM to the quarterback, is feeling responsibility here, right? Like, we're counting on you to be the best version of yourself. It's the kind of thing, you know, we talk about a lot with this team, how this organization wants to bring out the best version of yourself. And they're definitely asking that of Keon Coleman going into year two.
No doubt about it. And I think it's time for him to step up, especially what they saw from him last year, middle of the season, and then what they didn't see from him after the injury. And that's been well documented. It's been well noted. We heard Brandon Bean talk about that at the end of the season. Sean McDermott talk about that at the end of the season. I think they felt that there was a lot more there that they could get out of him at the end of the season that just didn't translate after the injury. So now you want to see it because you started to see it as the season went on. And I thought it was interesting too that Josh not only made that same point, Jeremy, I thought he kind of was pretty, I guess, as aggressive as Josh can be when he talks about something, right? Josh isn't normally like that, but he wanted to make sure we all knew, like, it was a point for him. Hey, like, he's young, and, you know, we need to know that, and this guy has a lot of room to be able to grow, and he said he's heavier, meaning, like, he's thicker, he's gaining muscle mass, and he really wants to be great. So I thought it was interesting that coming from Josh Allen himself, the fact that he kind of wanted to make it a point to let everybody know, like, hey, this kid is a young kid. He's going to be really good, and we got to understand that about him. But I think from an organizational standpoint, you're right, which is they need more out of him in year two. And I would say this, Jeremy, I think they need more of him right away in year two.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this is a thing where it's, you know, let's ramp up, and we saw some glimpses, so now we're going to, you know, get him going again. And, you know, there's no let's get to 8 games and he's going to be the best version of himself. I think they need him to hit the ground running week one and saying this is, I guess if you want to put a number one wide receiver, whatever, Khalil Shakir might be that guy, but this is a guy that's going to be a primary target that we're going to rely on that's a big part of our offense.
Allen was at the podium wearing an Everybody Eats hat, which that's back for another year, which is good. Like, that's between him and Joe Brady. McDermott and Bean have kind of said that. And then Bean was asked about how that might affect this year's draft, given that that seems to be back as a mantra.
Yeah, it was really interesting. He was wearing that hat, and I also wondered, like, is that something that, okay, they had this transition from Stephon Diggs and lots of targets and all the talk about it, whether it was intentional or not, to say everybody eats because we don't want to be selfish. And again, not saying it was intentional against anybody, but it was just this mantra to let everybody know this is a team mentality and we're going to do this. And then you have last year where Josh becomes MVP, right? And he does have that mentality, and they do have that mentality as a group, and it worked for the most part. 30 points a game, how could you say it didn't? But they didn't have anybody that really had these amazing eye-popping statistics. So you go into this year and think, okay, they got that back to where they want it. You know, is that something that comes up again? And sure enough, it does. Not only from him saying it, but literally wearing the cap that says everybody eats. Now, I do think there's some nuance here to everybody eats, right? Because Brandon Bean even talked about this. He was asked specifically, does everybody eats mean, like, when you, if you have a guy there that, you know, this is a receiver, come in here, really get a lot of targets, and we have a guy that's possibly, you know, just kind of number one alpha receiver, if you will. He said no. I mean, anytime he has a guy they can add value, like, they're not going to hesitate to do that. You're not going to shy away from a guy because you think he could be that type of player. Of course, he's really great. But I think the nuance is, when they talk about everybody eats, Jeremy, it's not just catching passes. What they're talking about is all of the different roles you have to play as a wide receiver. Josh made it a point to mention blocking, right? Like, there's going to be times where you're going to be the primary target, and then there's going to be times where you got to be the guy who's got to block for the primary target or got to block for the running back or whatever. That's what everybody eats means. Everybody eats means it's not just, and I'll say it this way, this is my phrase, okay, it's coming from them. I think the way I look at it is not just everybody eats, but everybody serves, right? Everybody serves for everyone else to eat. And I think that's kind of the mentality they have. It's not just about the statistics you see.
Yeah. I mean, do your job, do your 111. That sounds like it's kind of, it falls in that vein. And, you know, Sal, with that, they might need more help for Allen, but not much. I mean, we look at this offense as mostly complete. Bean saying that he said earlier, last time he spoke, that he didn't necessarily see it as a need. We all expect him to snag somebody at receiver somewhere along the way. And then past that, the only other thing to get to with the offense is James Cook not being there for phase one. It is voluntary. And Sal, you might be able to speak to this, like how it's – sometimes it's not a big deal if a guy's not there right now. It's only a big deal if there's some other context, like a contract, because, you know, that's who our antenna are up about.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
That's right. And of course, because he's not at this phase one, and because he has the public comments about the contract and everything that's surrounding that, you immediately get to that. But Brandon Bean said, he said it's unfair to assume that's why he's not here. He could be here next week. He could be here in a couple of weeks. He said he has not been told specifically that he's not showing up because of a contract situation. And then he also added that he'll be ready to roll, you know, when it's time to be ready to roll. And when asked about what James Cook's future holds, basically Brandon Bean said he's going to be, you know, putting on a Buffalo Bills helmet and playing this year, and he's under contract. I still believe that's the most likely outcome, Jeremy, which is James Cook will play this year on the final year of his deal. After that, maybe they still sign him. They still can sign him at any point during the season, after the season, whatever. They have the franchise tag. They can do all of that stuff after the season. I just don't see at this point how the two sides get to an extension based on what it appears James Cook wants. Is it out of the realm if all of a sudden Cook's like, yeah, heck with that. You know, I'll play for a lot less. Sure, you could always have something like that happen before the season, but it doesn't seem like that's the case. So in the meantime, while you have this kind of public, public airing for James Cook from his side of things, not from the Bills, and then he doesn't show up, it's hard not to tie the two together, right?
Yeah.
It's hard not to assume that, even though I know that Brandon Bean says it's unfair to assume that.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. What else struck you from Bean? He was asked a little bit about the process, putting together the board, and then there was a question about how he and McDermott kind of collaborate on this, right? The two primary decision makers, the GM, the head coach, and it felt like Bean was going a long way. He knows that the picks ultimately, the buck stops with him, but he painted a picture of a collaborative where there's times where he doesn't necessarily think the player is the right guy. Not the you know what I'm saying, Sal. You heard him lay it out. Sometimes it's 85-15 on a guy. He's on the 15, but it's trusting the whole organization setup, whether that's coaches, scouts, everybody, that it really is a collaboration, and there are disagreements when they make their decisions.
And disagreements are healthy, and that's okay. I think it would be weird if everyone always agreed on everything, right? You'd think that someone is just doing that to make someone feel better. Like, you're going to have, you're different in how you view players. There's no doubt. Everybody's human. And he even said, like, there's egos. People want to be right on a guy. No doubt about that. But, you know, you want to make sure that you have conviction on what you're saying. And, you know, the theme that Brandon Bean always comes back to, and he says this phrase, it's not my pick. It's the Buffalo Bills pick. It's an organizational pick. That's why it's got to be collaborative. Sure, there's a person ultimately responsible. That's Brandon Bean. He's the general manager. You know, he's in charge of that department, the college and the pro scouting departments and all that. He is the guy. But he wants to be collaborative to make sure that everyone has a say. And he said there's times where he has disagreements, but he'll listen to what someone has to say. And then, yeah, you know what? All right, I see what you're saying here. And maybe that gets him to a different spot where he particularly was on a player. When it comes to McDermott, you know, I thought it was interesting. He said he gives Sean several targets to take a look at. He said, especially on defense, because Sean obviously knows defense and he's coached that his whole life. And he'll say, here are some guys that our scouts really like and blah, 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 or what we think about them. Take a look and see what you think. And then Sean will watch the film and then he'll talk to some of the scouts. He'll talk to other people. You know, what do you think about this player? They'll meet with them and they'll kind of get more of a general feel from what Sean thinks. What's really interesting, too, is he said, right now what they're doing, so I asked him, like, what are you in your process? First thing he said was, we're doing mock drafts right now. Mm-hmm. So for everybody who wonders, yes, teams do mock drafts. Of course they do. They want to see how they think the board is going to fall. And Brandon Bean has, over the years, told us, he'll say, you do the Lions, you do the 49ers, you do the Bears. Like, he has staff members do that. They're doing that. And he said, interesting to me, what they're doing is they're kind of getting a consensus from his staff on, okay, this player, is he a day one starter? This player, is he a primary backup? This player, is he a guy we're going to maybe have to try and find a way to even get a jersey on game day? There's going to be disagreements there, but you want to put those guys in buckets. Even though you have kind of grades on them, now you have to also figure out what they are for the Buffalo Bills. Because that answer, Jeremy, is of course different for the Bills than it is for another team, based on system, based on fit, based on contracts down the road. All of those things matter. That's why it's a Buffalo Bills board and a Buffalo Bills draft.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Sal, wrapping up here with you today on Bean, Tre'Davious White, and Allen. We'll get to Tre'Davious White, who, it's interesting, we still don't have numbers yet, right? I have not seen numbers on that deal, which
should be sometime soon, okay. I would think. Sometimes those contracts don't hit the system for several days, but he signed it officially 2 days ago, so I'm guessing sometime in the next couple days.
This is a bit like playing a mock draft game, where I've got 10 different thoughts over 10 different days about what the number will be. But after Trey White, he told his agent, if you can't get Buffalo on the phone, then don't call me. Basically, this is the only place he wants to go. And the fact that that it was here, I almost want to put the number back down a little bit lower, because he wants to go to one place. They call the one place says yes, right? Granted, there's a history there, but I found it interesting that was his mindset. He never wanted to leave, and he's of course thrilled to be back.
I think I've said this to you, maybe not while you were on the show specifically recently, but I'll tell you the story of when the Bills played the Ravens in the playoffs last year. Caught up with Tre'Davious White after the game, just kind of like, hey, how you doing, man? How's the family? You know, they just lost. I'm being respectful of that particular aspect of his season. But I said to him, you know, hey, I know you're going to be a free agent this offseason. You know, what do you think? And you think you'd ever want to come back here? Kind of just smiling and smirking. And he goes, I didn't anticipate this answer, but he looked right at me and said, I would love to come back here, and I've made it known. That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
And here we are, this many months later, it's obvious that, you know, the Bills felt the same way because he said that this started a couple months ago. And he basically said the same thing yesterday, you know, that he made it known pretty quickly, like, this is where he wanted to be if he could make it work. And you never know if that's going to happen. So it wasn't a total shock to me that this wound up happening here. The number is interesting because when you say, what's the number? So we know he signed for up to $6.8 million. The lower the number on the cap means the more he's betting on himself, if that makes sense. Because what's going to happen here is, take a look at the contract. If he's only playing for a minimum salary, let's say for a, you know, 8-9 year veteran, and his cap hit is very minimal, but all of his incentives can be maxed out, then what he's saying is, I'm going to sign for that because I'm going to bet on myself to hit a lot of those, right? That's really what he's saying there. And I'm interested to see how that fits because the Bills obviously don't have a ton of cap room and they're going to want to keep that cap down to a minimum. But I think there's a little bit of give and take there about, you know, what he probably wanted. But you're right, Jeremy. He probably comes here for less because it's here more than, you know, anywhere else that could have been offered. And for Tre'Davious, you know, Jeremy, I don't know if people realize this. He just turned 30 years old. He's not like a 33, 34-year-old guy. And I think we think about him like that because he's been with the Bills for so long. He's McDermott's first draft pick. He's had these injuries. He just turned 30 years old. Yes, I know that's a little bit older, especially for his position. It's not like he's been in the league. Stephon Gilmore came into the league 5 years before Tre'Davious White.
Is he somewhere now? Did he latch on?
No, he's still a free agent.
Yeah, he was Minnesota last year.
Right, but where did he wind up going? Was it Minnesota? I have to look at his, right. He bounced around. But either way, here's the thing. I think about that, and he's a guy, I will tell you, like, I know the Bills were looking into some veteran corners. That was a name that I'd heard. Kendall Fuller was a name I heard. Tre'Davious White was a name that I heard. Obviously, they go out, they sign Tre'Davious, they bring back Dane Jackson. I guess the point I'm just making is, like, I think that we kind of maybe... I think a lot of people have to realize that Trey isn't like this some super old guy. What it is, he's a little bit older and he's had these injuries. But, you know, he still has time left. And I asked him about his future overall. And of course, you know, hey, I'm just concentrating one day at a time this year. And he said, really interesting and kind of really, you know, perspective here. He said when he tore his Achilles, he didn't realize that would be the last time he'd ever play with Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. And that's really allowed him to gain a perspective of taking every day, each day at a time.
Sal Capaccio. Thanks, Sal. We'll chat tomorrow.
You got it, guy.
The draft, of course, is tomorrow. You can join us Friday for round two. We'll be at Wayland. Tell you more about that after the break. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast and Locked On NFL Scouting. He joins us for the top of the hour. We're going to talk about some doomsday guys, some guys Joe wants to avoid, among other things, coming up here on WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.